Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He's the man Talkers Magazine says is one of the most important talk show hosts in America.
We tell you over and over again that you're wonderful, and you just don't get it. What's wrong with you?
He's Jim Blasingame, our small business advocate.
Of the pandemic, of the coronavirus pandemic, in terms of the spread of the disease in your, the COVID-19 disease in your country, how it's impacted the citizenry and also the business. What's your report?
Okay, so, well, it's like, I mean, recently it's gone slightly better to an extent. I mean, as quite a few countries, we had some pretty tough social distancing rules put in place, and recently, like since 11th of June, for example, like restaurants and cafes have been able to open. So it's very important for them, but it's a difficult time because both from the citizen consumer side, people are cautious in terms of going back to a normal life, and the business themselves had to deal with new rules, and which increase the cost of training, and so on. So there is a kind of a sense that they don't want to go too fast, because you don't want to lose this. This chance to improve, but it's still some kind of uncertainties. And from a business side, what I would say is the impact is. I mean, clearly, anyone involved directly with customers, like restaurants, have been impacting dramatically. June is a very important season in France, so clearly it's an issue. At the same time, they expect. I mean the banks, the small banks we talk to, dealing with small medium businesses, they are a bit worried about October, November, when you start to have less liquidity available, when we start to say to feel the full the weight of the crisis, of the health crisis. So there is a kind of this uncertainty. It's creating both tension, and it's difficult to get funding, difficult to get access to liquidity.
That's what I was going to ask you. In terms of small businesses in France. Christophe, have they been able, are they getting any help from the government? You know, in the United States, we have, the government's pulled out all the stops. I mean, they've really helped the small business sector a lot in an unprecedented way. Yeah. What's France doing?
Actually, like one thing which I think is quite important, it's loans or liquidity guaranteed by the government. So that has enabled quite a few small medium businesses to actually maintain a certain level of liquidity of cash flow. So that has them survive right now. So that has been very important because the banks will be very nervous, of course, to lend, and that kind of guarantees, those guarantees have been very, very important. Now the issue is when those guarantees stop, what kind of issue they're going to face and what kind of bad credit are going to start to appear and impact the whole lending book. So those are kind of some of the issues in place. But, those guarantees by the government in terms of lending have been very important. There's no question about that.
Well, that's good to hear. What do you think is going to be the long-term impact on the small business community, the small business sector in your country? How devastating will the – let me say, I'm assuming the shutdown – I'm assuming you've had a shutdown in France like we had in America. Is that correct?
Yeah, we did. Yeah, we had.
What will be the long-term impact? Will it decimate small businesses? Will they hang in there? What do you think?
Well, I hope not, of course, but I think it's going to be quite regional to some extent. I mean, some regions, like where I'm from in the west of France, have been much less impacted. So businesses have been able to open faster. So
right.
They've been less impacted. But clearly, the impact as a whole, if we take France as a whole,
right.
There's no way of a way to say it. It will be very tough because you start to have less. I mean, you have issues, and we go talk about lack of liquidity.
Right.
But you're going to be impacted by larger companies which are going to be able to consolidate, get more power. So there's a chance, in a negative sense, There's right. a risk, I should say, that large businesses actually gain more market power on small medium mm-hmm. businesses and start to impose new terms and conditions.
It'll be tough on the issue. It'll continue to be tough on the small ones, especially the big companies trying to throw their weights around. Christoph, thank you for that.
Thank you for that
excellent report. Christoph Ujiro, ladies and gentlemen, with the Gartner Group. He and I will come back after the break, and we're going to talk about blockchain and cryptocurrency. 20 Tail, I'm Jim Blassingame.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.